Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
"You understand all these things?" Jesus asked the disciples, and so he asks us. It's a little bit harder to understand all these things 15 minutes earlier. But let's do it. This is the summary of the seven parables Jesus has been giving us over the last 8 days. "You understand all these things?" In the Greek that's used, it means, can you put all of these things together? Like we've had a chance to talk about before with Mary's contemplative heart. When it says that she treasured these things in her heart, it meant she was putting them together like the pieces, the tesserae of a mosaic, into a whole. To understand means to take what's there and to integrate it in the whole. And Jesus is asking, have we got that point? And to get the point doesn't mean that we just capture what the reference are to the images that he uses. Doesn't mean that we can merely exegete it and explain it to others. If we really understand these things, then we're going to be living these things. We're going to be acting on it. That's why he taught in parables, because it's a real Rorschach test for us spiritually, whether we're going to see their words to be done or words to ignore. That he invites us in to get into the parables so that we can see how they're absolutely essential for our life. So let's seek to integrate what he tells us today into that big, beautiful mosaic that he's trying in his divine workshop to make out of our life. Jesus today gives us an image like the image of the weeds and the wheat that make the point that everybody's invited to the kingdom, but not everybody's fit for the kingdom. And whether we're apt for it or not is not dependent on some type of arbitrary predestination on God's part. It's our response to the work of God, whether we're actually going to get there. He says today that the kingdom of heaven is like a net tossed in the sea that brings up all types of fish. The translation is good or bad. The real words in Greek are beautiful or rotten. Beautiful fish, big, fat, juicy fish, or rotten fish. It's not like there's going to be a little bit of a judgment call when they separate at the end of time between something that's 99th percentile and something that's 98th percentile. It's obvious between a big, juicy fish and a rotten fish of how the decision's going to be made. It's a similar thing to what he said with the weeds and the wheat. Both grow. You're not going to separate until the end. Everybody's invited, but we've got to see how that growth occurs. Jesus gives the same image elsewhere. The centurion, he says, people are going to come from the east and the west into the kingdom, but the children of the kingdom are going to be tossed outside where there's grinding and gnashing of teeth. Jesus talks about it in the parable of the banquet, in which he sends out his servants to compel everyone into the banquet, but some are properly dressed, some are not properly dressed. and the decision's going to be made on that response to the kingdom. So the first thing we have to grasp is that we're all called into this kingdom, but the Lord really does want our full response. You never know until the end of time. So that's why the Lord gives us this parable, not as something to make us paranoid about the choice that will be made later, but to inspire us right now to convert so that we can become precisely that beautiful fish. Today's first reading is about the beautiful process of conversion. And one of the most beautiful of all the prophetic OT, these gestures that God had Jeremiah do in order to communicate his teaching by a parable in action, we have this beautiful image of the potter. He sent Jeremiah to the potter's house, and the potter was working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. And then God drew the lesson. Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done? Indeed, like the clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. I can remake you. I can reshape you. I can literally reform you. If only you use your freedom to put yourself as clay into my hands. The Lord's constantly offering us this gift of mercy to reshape us, to reform us more and more into His divine image. What an extraordinary gift that is. The very end of the parable today, all of these parables, when Jesus asked, do you understand all these things? And they temerariously said, yes, we do. How little they did, but nevertheless, they wanted to at least. Jesus said, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings out of his storeroom both the old and the new. God is constantly reshaping us every single day, but not from scratch. He wants to draw from all of the graces He has placed within us. He wants to draw them all so that we've got both the old and the new. He doesn't want to erase anything that came before. He doesn't even want to erase, in a sense, our sins. But He wants, even when we look at our sins, to have even greater motivation for having trust in His mercy and being able to live that merciful message to others. It's all being brought into that clay so that He can make us truly an earthen vessel worthy of holding so great a treasure. Last thought. What makes us a beautiful fish than a rotten fish? If you were on a boat, how would you make the determination? It would be pretty simple. Beautiful fish is fit to eat. And if we're going to be fit for the kingdom, we likewise need to be fit to eat. In the early church, Christians, the symbol for Christians in the early church was a fish. Not just simply because Jesus had called fishermen, sent them out as fishers of men, catching everybody with the same bait with which they had been caught, Jesus Christ Himself. But ultimately because the word ichthus, which is fish in Greek, is an acrostic, which means every single letter refers to something. And for that, it refers to Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. Jesus Christos, Theos, Huios, Soter. Ichthus. And if we're going to be a beautiful fish, we must be like Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior. That's where He wants to reform us to be. And when we are like Jesus, that ichthus, then we will be fit to eat. He who tells us today, here alive, this is my body, eat me. This is my blood, drink me. When we're formed fully by that divine potter, He wants to make us capable of going out and saying, this is my body, this is my blood, this is my sweat on a hot, humid New York day. These are my efforts, these are even my tears. All that I am and have given out of love for you. Today, Jesus, at this early hour of the morning, has wrapped us in his net. He's brought us here, asks us to understand all of these things. And we turn to him and say, a little, Lord, but give us your help to put them all together. And in the process, put us together. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.